If you have just tuned in, you are now listening to Worth Baptist Hour, a weekly broadcast of the gospel. This radio ministry is produced by Worth Baptist Church, and this is the pastor speaking. On this first Sunday of July 1973, we count it a blessed privilege to bring the gospel of Christ into your home. As we have now come to that point in the summer when we celebrate the 4th of July, our independence as a nation, we would like to take this opportunity to give to you and to your family a cordial invitation to worship God with us at Worth Baptist Church today. Our Sunday school begins at 10 o'clock. The Sunday school of Worth Baptist Church is thoroughly graded. We have a class for every member of your family, for every age and every grade level. The textbook of the Sunday school is the Bible, the Word of God. Our Sunday morning worship service begins at 11, and our Sunday evening worship hour at 7. Today is a very special day with us here at Worth Baptist Church. We have designated this day as For God and Country Day in our Sunday school and in our services of worship. In the Sunday school, we will give to every person attending a Bible and an American flag. In our worship services, the message today will be geared toward God and country. We will pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America. We will pledge allegiance to the Christian flag. And we will pledge allegiance to the Bible. For God and country, this is our day today. If you are not attending Sunday school in church somewhere else, we give to you a cordial invitation to come and visit the Sunday school and the services of worship here at Worth Baptist Church today. Remember that during this season, the 4th of July, as we celebrate our nation's independence almost 200 years ago, we invite you to come and honor God and honor your nation in worship today at Worth Baptist Church. Then on Wednesday, which is July 4th, we will be having our regular services as usual on Wednesday night. Our midweek service begins at 7:30, and we would give you a special invitation to come and to share with us in the blessings of the midweek service, Wednesday night, the 4th of July, at 7:30. Then there's a special day toward which we are looking, and that is Sunday, July 22nd. We are designating Sunday, July 22nd, as Pray for Revival Day here at Worth Baptist Church. In fact, we're calling on the pastors of the city of Fort Worth on Sunday, July 22nd, to lead their congregations in a special prayer for revival. This week, we're writing every pastor in the city of Fort Worth. We're asking these pastors to have a special prayer, a prayer for revival. We're designating the day Pray for Revival Day. We're asking again church people all over the city of Fort Worth to be in prayer for revival. We believe as never before, our nation needs revival. I can think of no better place for revival to begin than in the city of Fort Worth. So remember the day, Sunday, July 22nd, all the churches of Fort Worth we're calling upon to designate a special time of prayer to pray for revival on Sunday, July 22nd. Summertime is indeed revival time here at Worth Baptist Church. God is blessing in a marvelous way, and we would be happy for you to come and share these blessings with us during the days of the summer. We want you to pray every day in the summer that God will give revival to our nation and to our city and to our churches and to our people. We would be happy and encouraged to hear from you this week. We would like for you to write us and let us know that you too see the need of a revival in America, that you too see the need of a revival in the city of Fort Worth, and that you will join with us on this special day. Remember, it's Sunday, July 22nd, Pray for Revival Day. write us this week and let us know that you'll be praying on that day for revival in the city of Fort Worth. Remember the date, Sunday, July 22nd, Pray for Revival Day. In the meantime, if you can come and bring your family to Sunday school at 10 o'clock today, the morning worship hour at 11, and the Sunday evening worship hour at 7. And again, a special word about our Wednesday night service. Although it's July 4th, we will have Wednesday night services, and we would be happy to have you come and share the blessings of God with us in an old-fashioned prayer meeting Wednesday night, July 4th. May God bless you as you do. Remember that Worth Baptist Church is located at 3309 Wilbarger Street in the city of Fort Worth. We are easily accessible from all parts of the city of Fort Worth and of Tarrant County by the Pauley Freeway, that's Highway 287 South, and by Loop 820. We'd be happy to have you come today to worship God with us on this special Sunday that we have designated for God and country. I can think of no better way for you to honor God and for you to honor your country than by being in Sunday school and in the services of worship today. So make your plans now to attend Worth Baptist Church, 3309 Wilbarger Street today, on God and Country Sunday. May the Lord bless you real good as you plan to be with us to worship God today. And now to my message on today's broadcast entitled, God Bless America. I shall read from the book of Isaiah chapter 1, beginning at verse 2, after we pause in a moment of prayer. Let us pray. Our Heavenly Father, we truly thank Thee today for the Lord Jesus Christ. We thank Thee for the liberty and freedom that we have as Americans. We thank Thee for the freedom of worship. It would be our prayer today that men all over this city and all over this nation would honor Christ and would honor our country through worship in our churches across the land. We pray for revival in our city. We pray that Thou wouldst awaken the hearts of the people of the city of Fort Worth to the great need of revival, and awaken in the hearts of the people of our great nation all over the states. We pray today that there would be an awareness for the need of a divine intervention. Help us to realize that the solution of our problems is not found in human wisdom, but through divine intervention. So we pray today that revival would be experienced in the nation and in our city and in our churches in these days of the summer. This is our prayer, and these are our petitions, and we ask them all in the name of Jesus Christ and for His sake, and with thanksgiving. Amen. And now to the book of Isaiah, chapter 1, verse 2. Hear, O heavens, and give ear, O earth, for the Lord hath spoken. I have nourished and brought up children, and they have rebelled against me. The ox knoweth his owner, and the ass his master's crib, but Israel doth not know. My people doth not consider. Ah, sinful nation, a people laden with iniquity, a seed of evildoers, children that are corruptors. They have forsaken the Lord. They have provoked the Holy One of Israel unto anger. They are gone away backward. These words were written 750 years before Christ by Isaiah the prophet. In his scathing denunciation of the nation Israel, we see a message for America today. America is no longer the nation she used to be. Paul Harvey said recently, and I quote, I did not leave the old country. The old country left me. America is not a Christian nation. There is only one nation of Christians. The Apostle Peter describes them in 1 Peter chapter 2 at verse 9. He says that they are a chosen generation, a royal priesthood, a holy nation. Just how Christian is a nation that commits a murder on the highway as a result of drinking every 40 seconds. How Christian is a nation where a major crime is committed every 10 seconds. How Christian is a nation where billions and billions of dollars are spent every year on drink and drugs and crime. Christianity and patriotism have a great deal in common. In fact, the song that we sing, My Country 'Tis of Thee, was written by a Baptist preacher, a man named Samuel Smith, in 1832. Then, the Pledge of Allegiance to the flag of the United States of America was also written by a Baptist preacher, one Francis Bellamy, in the year 1892. I am an American. I am an American by birth and by choice. Having been born in the United States of America makes me an American by birth. And having chosen to remain in this country makes me an American by choice. I am a Christian by a new birth, because one day I made a choice for Jesus Christ. I chose Him as my Lord and Master and the Savior of my life. There are two men that I've always admired, one in secular history and one in sacred history. One was a statesman, the other one a militarist. The man of military might of whom I speak is Joshua, who said, and I quote, "As for me and my house, we will serve the Lord." The statesman was Patrick Henry, who said, "Give me liberty or give me death." Today, I take my stand between the two. I am for God and for this country. I choose the Constitution in its original writing. I choose the Bible in its original form. No one can deny today that America is a sick nation. And the cure is not found in the war on poverty. It's not found in the Peace Corps or the Great Society or the Head Start program or the OEO. One great cure, and only one, can bring about what America needs today. The only cure for America's illness is a great spiritual awakening. It is written in 2 Chronicles chapter 7 at verse 14. God says, "If my people, who are called by my name, shall humble themselves and pray and seek my face and turn from their wicked ways, then will I hear from heaven, then will I forgive their sin, then will I heal their land." We read in Proverbs chapter 14 at verse 34, "Righteousness exalteth a nation, but sin is a reproach to any people." We read in Psalm 33:12, "Blessed is the nation whose God is the Lord." And in Isaiah chapter 60 at verse 12 we read, "For the nation that will not serve thee shall perish." Of course we know Psalm 9:17 says, "The wicked shall be cast into hell, and every nation that forgets God." Daniel Webster once said, "Whatever makes men good Christians makes them good citizens." In the United States, we have five basic symbols of our freedom. One, the pencil. This symbolizes the freedom of press. Two, the ballot box. This symbolizes our freedom to choose whom we will to serve as our elected officials. Three, the key. The key is a symbol of our privacy. Four, the tongue. The tongue is a symbol of our freedom of speech. And five, the Bible. The Bible is a symbol of our freedom of worship. Now, to many people, religious freedom means nothing more than the choice of churches that they can stay away from. This is not using freedom. This is abusing freedom. At the end of the arm of the Statue of Liberty, there is a torch. I like to think of it as a torch of freedom, a torch of truth, and a torch of hope. This is a land of freedom. This is a land where we need the truth. And this is a land where there's a glimmer of hope that this nation will fall on its knees and call upon God and experience a revival in the 20th century. All over America, in groups of church people, there is an awakening that God is about to do something to this world. We believe the next great event on God's calendar of time will be the coming of Christ. and before the Lord Jesus Christ comes, we believe there will be a revival and a turning to God. This is our prayer for our nation, particularly in this 4th of July season. As we celebrate our independence as a nation, we're calling on you to join with us in prayer that God will send a sweeping revival to this country. As far as I'm concerned, this is the greatest nation on earth. There are many things wrong in America. We all admit that. But there are many things that are right. As far as I'm concerned, we could put all the dissenters, all the draft card burners, all the draft dodgers on a slow boat to China. And we might, as a bonus, just throw in all the liberal theologians who are poisoning the mind of young students in our seminaries all over America. We sing in this nation, God bless America. But we have no right to expect God to bless a nation that is forgetting Him. We have no right to expect God to bless a nation that is substituting gold for God. We have no right to expect God to bless this nation unless we first of all honor Him. That's why we're setting aside this day, Sunday, July 1st, as God and Country Day in our church. We believe that first of all, we must honor God. We can honor God by honoring His book, the Bible, the Word of God. We can honor God by honoring His Son. We can honor God by honoring His church. We can honor God by honoring His day. The best way that I know to celebrate our independence in the 4th of July season is to be in church. Again, the best way to celebrate the 4th is to be in church on the 1st, today, God and Country Day. America needs to turn back to God. America needs to get on her knees. America needs a revival, a spiritual awakening, a spiritual encounter with Christ. And we believe that this encounter is on the way. Daniel Webster said, and I quote him again, "If we abide by the principles taught in the Bible, our country will go on prospering. But if not, no man can tell how sudden a catastrophe will overtake us and bury our glory in profound obscurity." End quote. These are wise words. These are words that we ought to take to heart. As long as our nation honors God and honors the Bible and honors the church, we can expect God to bless us. But how much longer can we go on thinking God is going to bless us when we disregard His day, when we disregard His law, when we disregard His book? America needs to come back to the Bible and back to the church and back to Christ as never before in our history. My prayer is that as a nation, we will put ourselves in the place that God can bless us. And I pray for the city of Fort Worth that we as citizens of this great city will put ourselves in the place that God can bless this great city. I pray that God will bless America, and that God will bless our city. I pray that God will bless us with saved parents, Christian parents who will bring their children up in the fear and admonition of the Lord. I pray that God will bless us with obedient and patriotic young people who will take their stand for the stars and stripes, who will make their stand for Christ and for God and for their country. I pray that God will bless America with strong Bible-believing churches, with strong Bible-proclaiming preachers. I pray that God will bless America with God-fearing political and religious leaders. I pray that God will bless America and bless our city with a great spiritual revolution, a spiritual awakening, a revival in our time. America can never get on its feet until America gets on its knees. The way up is down. The way to reach God is on our knees. And this is where the church comes in. And this is why we're asking that pastors and church people all over the city on the 22nd of July set aside a time to pray for revival in our nation and pray for revival in our city. This is where you and I come in. You see, God works through individuals. Your church can never do more than you help it to do. This nation can never be more than we, as citizens of it, help it to be. America today is at the crossroads. America will either go one direction or another. America will experience a revival from above, a Holy Ghost-sent revival, a revival that will stir the hearts of its citizens, or else, I believe, America will experience the judgment hand of God. The greatest influence to guide this nation in the proper direction is the church. I said a moment ago, America will never get on its feet until it gets on its knees. This nation will never experience a revival until it's willing to humble itself before God and cry out unto God for mercy, that God will send a sweeping revival to this land. What about your life? What about your personal experience with Christ? Are you a Christian? Do you know the Lord Jesus Christ? Is He in your heart? Is Jesus Christ your Savior? What about your relationship to the church? Are you a churchgoer? Are you a church member? Do you believe in the church? Do you believe in the Bible? What about this first Sunday of July, this season that we celebrate our independence? How are you going to celebrate? Will you honor Christ, or will you honor the lust of your flesh? Will you put God first today, or will you put self first? In which direction will America go as far as you're concerned today? You can stem the tide of lust and sin and crime by turning to God today in your own heart. May I say to you again, if you have not a church home, if you're seeking for a place to serve God, if you would like to visit a church today, a church where the gospel is proclaimed, a church that's praying for revival, we invite you to come and visit Worth Baptist Church today. Remember, we're located at 3309 Wilbarger Street in Fort Worth. Our Sunday school begins at 10 o'clock, our morning worship hour at 11, and our Sunday evening worship hour at 7. We would be more than happy to have you come today and share the blessings of God with us on God and Country Day here at Worth Baptist Church, beginning with the Sunday school hour this morning at 10 o'clock. May the Lord bless you as you plan now to attend Worth Baptist Church today. And until next Lord's Day at this same time, we wish you well and the blessings of God upon your life, upon your family, and upon your home. And as always, we admonish you to keep on praying.